Repeat, it is not vital for you to have seen the first two movies in this trilogy, because the director and the writer have managed to cobble together a good ending that ties everything in. Once again, we have very bad people out to kill Elizabeth, and she has to rely on her wits and her friend, Mr. Blomkvist, and he's the magazine reporter for Millennium, who's trying to prove her innocence. This is the world of computer hacking. This is the world of women abuse. This is the world of, I don't know, just very bad people doing very bad things and trying to cover it up. This is a movie all about corruption in the highest places of the land. In short, the girl who kicked the hornet's nest really is a whoop-ass kind of movie. Not for the kids, but certainly if you like sophisticated, charming thrillers where the suspense never falters, well, this is, again, edge-on-your-seat stuff, even though a lot of this movie does take place in the courts, but it's great to see these court scenes unfold. So I can't say enough about this movie. The second movie in the trilogy, The Girl Who Played with Fire, I thought was so-so. The first one, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that sets everything in motion, was absolutely tremendous. I gave it a 10 out of 10. This movie, well, it gets an honest 8. And this movie, again, has already been shown on Swedish television. It's been out because all these shows, these films were originally made for Swedish television. So luckily, audiences in North America have finally been able to see this. And they're wonderful thrillers. If you like thrillers, then you're going to like this movie. But I also recommend you get the DVD or the video, if you still live in the Stone Age, to see what all the fuss has been about. Because I got to tell you that these movies from Sweden are tremendously entertaining. And that's why I go to the movies, for entertainment. Also, I just want to mention that Romy Mara has been cast in the English Hollywood version of A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, the trilogy. And Daniel Craig, remember him? The new James Bond. Well, I guess he's not sure whether that tux will be ready to go in the near future. Hopefully it will be. But Daniel Craig is going to be starring in this movie. By the way, Daniel Craig coming up soon in Tintin. That's a Steven Spielberg movie, by the way. Should be opening, a few months or so. And also, just want to mention to you on a little bit on the Hollywood scene, that the Aston Martin DB5, the original James Bond car, not one of the most famous James Bond cars, but the most famous James Bond car, the car that was actually used in the 1964 classic Bond film Goldfinger, and Thunderball from 1965, considered to be the most successful movie ever made. That's right, with the exception of Deep Throat. The Aston Martin DB5, the original, actually was just sold the other day for $4.1 million. Apparently, the catalog to do the bidding on this auction was like $81 just to get the opportunity to bid. An American collector who's got a car museum somewhere in Idaho or the Midwest has bought the car, and he's a lucky guy. A little bit of trivia locally. One of those cars, because there was originally four cars made for the movie, two were used for promotion purposes. One of those cars was owned by a West Vancouver restaurateur, Frank Baker. He had it at his restaurant, The Attic. That wasn't the car actually used in the movie. It was one of two additional cars used to promote the movie. You want to see a good movie? Go rent Goldfinger or Thunderball. You'll see real entertainment. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, Reel to Reel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
All right, that is totally new music, and I'm really excited because that is an offshoot of one of my more favorite Canadian bands, the Deadly Snakes, and the offshoot is called Quest for Fire. So those guys are pretty cool, aren't they? That is the first time we've listened to them here on my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I just happen to be your host, Anita B. Yes, so welcome. It is 6:40. Excuse me. And let me tell you a little bit about that band. So Quest for Fire, first of all, are playing locally. They're playing here in Vancouver on the 18th at the Waldorf. So today is, I think, the 10th. So therefore, let me just double check the date today. So if today is the 10th, yes, it is. And today is a Wednesday, therefore a week from tomorrow. So it's going to be Thursday the 18th at the Waldorf. You can go check out Quest for Fire. Two of the guys who were previously in, the Deadly Snakes, so Andrew and Chad, who are both guitar players, were the, I guess, genesis of the band Quest for Fire. And they're out of Toronto. And if you know the Deadly Snakes, they're a pretty much garage rockin', slightly soulish kind of band who I love. And I haven't played in a while. And by the way, we're going to hear them next. So it's quite the departure, Quest for Fire. They're definitely a lot more chill, a lot more relaxed, there's a lot more effects, and it's a lot less raw. And I was reading an article or an interview with one of the guys who basically explained all that. Yeah, so everything the Deadly Snakes were about, these guys kind of aren't. I don't think it was done as a response to the Deadly Snakes' way of doing things, but I think it was simply the one guy mentioned how he was just totally into guitar effects and into experimenting and layering different tracks over tracks over tracks. Whereas the Deadly Snakes, everything was, when it was recorded, it was everything was to be as raw and like one take as possible and as live sounding as they could do it. So there you go. Speaking of raw and live sounding and whatnot, we are going to listen to the Deadly Snakes right now. But before we do, let me tell you that I'm here until 8. And this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is where you hear Canadian music for a whole hour and a half. And I'm happy to be here. Okay, the Deadly Snakes. So let's see that I've got everything set up. Yes, I do. And by the way, my band, years ago, I was in a band and we played in Toronto. And we played with the Deadly Snakes. Like, how cool is that? At the time, I think they were on Teenage Fan Club, the label. I think so. Let me just double check the label here. So the name of the album we're going to be playing for of the Deadly Snakes is called Porcella. Porcella. And this is on Paper Bag Records. And this was released 5 years ago. Oh. Anyways, okay. So without further ado, we're going to hear the song Gore Vale. I remember playing this back when I was playing this 5 years ago on this show. I've been having this show for a while. Yeah. So I really like the song. It's called Gore Vale. This is Deadly Snakes, and you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind. Too far away from me, through this veil, I would find I could see my mortality, I could see it stare back at me, I could see him point and laugh at me. I've been lost all my life, now I've found what's meant for me, on the edge. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything. everything was fire engine red, and all the garbage insane. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hand. Everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. What am I for? What am I for? If not to lie among the palms, what am I for? What am I for? If not to sing another song, what am I for? What am I for? If not to paint the walls with blood. If not to die, ba ba ba.
solidarity for those affected by HIV/AIDS. November 2010 has officially been proclaimed Red Ribbon Month throughout the city of Vancouver by Mayor Gregor Robertson. From November 1st to December 2nd, AIDS Vancouver presents the We Care Red Ribbon Campaign. There are over 13,351 people living with HIV in British Columbia. This represents about 20% of Canada's total HIV-positive population. We need to work together to promote prevention, education, and support for those living with and affected by HIV. With events and public outreach throughout the month of November, AIDS Vancouver will inspire the Vancouver community to spread the love, stop the virus. To find out more about the We Care Red Ribbon campaign, visit www.redribbon.ca. HIV/AIDS. Together we can protect each other. Spread the love, stop the virus.
While my family dies, your little baby sister's gonna
All right, we just heard two from the Arcade Fire. The last, the one that we just heard now is Intervention, and that comes from their album of a few years ago entitled Neon Bible. And of course, Arcade Fire are Canadian, and that's why I play them on my show. They're out of Montreal, and they are on Merge Records out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the home of Superchunk. Anyways, okay, that was Arcade Fire, and before that we heard some new Arcade Fire, so very brand new, the title track from their new album, The Suburbs. There you go. And some Deadly Snakes were in there before that, off of the 2005 album Porcella, which is on Paperbag Records. We heard the song Gore Vail. My name is Anita B., and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We are located here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And when I come back in two more weeks, it will be the end of CITR's fun drive. And that's lots of fun, giving money to CITR. That is, because you'll have get great rewards. But aside from all of that, and on top of all that, we will be having a show. And it is on Thursday, November the 25th, and it's the CITR Fun Drive finale. And it looks like a really fun show. It's on Thursday at the Biltmore. So at the Biltmore, and the bands are, let's see. Hold on here. We've got White Lung. We've got Fine Mist, Safety Show. Who else? Anyways, an assortment of bands, local bands, who are doing, this is the fun part, they're doing covers of your favorite 90s songs. How cool is that? I'm kind of interested, and I'm really, like, intrigued, and I think this should be fun. So, there you go. Just a reminder to come on out Thursday, November the 25th to the Biltmore for the cover show by your favorite bands. Okay, let's continue on with some more music. We are going to hear something right now from a band that I just find so dramatic and mellow and awesome, and they're called the Besnard Lakes, and they are out of Montreal. I just adore them. They consist of a husband-wife team with others, I'm assuming. Let's see if I have their names here. Jace and Olga, I do believe. Yes, Jace and Olga. And anyways, we're going to hear this song. Let's see, what song are we going to hear? It is called, yeah, let's make sure I've got this correct here. Yeah, it's called Chicago Train. And the label this album is on is Jag Jaguar and Outside Music. So it looks like a split release. Jag Jaguar is an Indiana label who's responsible for putting out one of my favorite local bands. That would be Da. Listen to that. I could picture it. They have that album. It's called Shots. And I wrote a little thing in the Discord about them. And what are they called now? You know that band? They're out of Kelowna. I could tell you everything about them except their name. What's wrong with me? I just lost my mind there. That's okay, though. you know who I'm talking about. Let's continue with the Besnard Lakes. Let's talk about them. The song is called Chicago Train. And Lady Hawk. That is the band I'm talking about, Lady Hawk. That is on the Jag Jaguar label that are label mates with the Besnard Lakes. That's where I'm going with that conversation. And now let's listen to some music. How about I stop talking? And I'm here until 8, so just under an hour. And when I come back, I think we'll discuss the weather. Let's talk about the weather. Why not? This song is Chicago Train, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon. CITR.
I hate melodies. I hate this.
right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver. We just heard Huevos Rancheros. So Huevos Rancheros with the song Get Out of Dodge. And that you can find on a compilation that was released, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, on an Australian label called Oh Go Go. And it is On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canada's youth. No, yes, a collection of Canada's youth gone bad. That is what we heard that song off of. I had to pause and think about this for a second because the song we heard before that, which I love that song, it's a cover of a K-Tels song. So the K-Tels song that was covered is called I Hate Music. It was done by Vancouver band The Tonics. And that song is from a 1995 Lance Rock Records compilation called Oh Canada, a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. This is really, both of these are really cool compilations. I love both of them. They're equally good. Yes, and if you know nothing about Lance Rock Records, I'll tell you this much. They are out of Nanaimo, also known as Hub City. I learned that because, guess what? I am what you would consider an alumni of punk... Oh, no, punk rock. An alumni of Lance Rock Records, yes. My band's there, Clover Honey, years ago. We had an album out on Lance Rock, so there you go. And what can I say about Lance Rock? Lance Rock is very cool. Now, I don't know. I need to go check into it. I'm not quite sure what is going on with Lance Rock as of late. But Bill Thielman, he is the man. Yes. Did I say Bill? That's his brother, Jack Thielman. Jack Thielman. I hear the name Bill Thielman a lot because they are actually brothers. And if you know who I'm referring to, Bill Thielman, he is a local political analyst, yes, commentator. He lives in Vancouver, and Jack, his sibling, is the guy who runs Lance Rock Records, and they look similar, and it's kind of interesting. Yes, Jack's a super cool dude. So anyways, there you go. Hello, Jack. Yeah, so Huevos, Tonics, and then speaking of Nanaimo, this is why I keep talking about Nanaimo, is because we heard something from a band called The Sheds. I love The Sheds. This is a band that I think should have become huge, and they sadly did not. The Sheds. This is a band who hail from Nanaimo. I'm sure they're no longer existent, but they had a self-titled EP there that I played for us that was released, I think, in about 04. So, I mean, it's been out for a pretty long time, and it's kind of... it's dusty now, let's put it that way. But we heard the song Clammy Tongue. And that CD features people such as Mike Thibodeau and Mike Carpenter, who, if you are from Nanaimo, everyone knows them. So Mike Thibodeau is like this famous drummer guy who hits the skins very hard and is just kind of a legend. There you go. Okay. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. You are listening to CITR. And I am just currently looking up some weather here for Vancouver for us, so we know what's going on. Now, in my drive over, I heard that it's going to be chilly out tonight. Let's confirm. So, here we go. Vancouver forecast. It is currently 6 degrees. It was chilly. It was definitely chilly as I was walking across campus here. On the radio, they said 3 degrees, but according to, what is this here, theweathernetwork.com, tonight the low is 4 degrees. So, and do you know this little trivia? The coldest time of the day is 6 a.m. So when they say the overnight low, they really mean like the early morning low. There you go. So it's 6 a.m. It should be around 4. And then tomorrow is only a high of 8. Yuck. And it's rainy. And it's going to be Memorial Day. So most things will be closed. And we should be somber. I don't know what to say. It's a weird holiday. It's like, because I'm a high school teacher and we had, I shouldn't be giggly, but we had a couple of Remembrance Day assemblies today. Did I say Memorial Day? I'm going to say Remembrance Day. Same kind of thing. But so first two periods of the day, unfortunately, I missed them because the way that the blocks rotate and they fell and this and that. But I was thinking, oh, this would be nice. Just kind of hang out, watch a couple assemblies, and, you know, that's half your day. But unfortunately, my schedule did not work like that, my timetable. But so I'm asking some of the students, and I'm like, so, you know, was the assembly fun? And then I realized, well, why would a Remembrance Day assembly be fun? That was a stupid question. Was it entertaining? No, I guess that's not the right question. Did you feel sad? I don't know. It's a sad holiday. Okay, I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to some more music. How does that sound? Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of Canadian music here in store, and that's what I'm here for. And I am here until 8, by the way. And let me tell you, though, before I move any further along, that Val is here. She is in the house. And Val, I'm talking about, is Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and she's here from 8 until 10, and she's a fixture around CITR. I think she's been doing this show for, I don't know, forever. So, yes. And then from 10 until 11, you get the show Sexy in Van City. That is hosted by Caroline M. And then from 11 until 2, wow, Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. And there you go. That is hosted by Marion. Okay, that's on store. That's in store for us all. And then what else was I going to tell you? Something else. I guess that's it. Except that we have lots of Canadian music coming up. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. This show that I do, I'm only here every second Wednesday. So if you're listening to me today, the next day you'd be listening would be 14 days from now if you really want to hear this show. So 6:30 until 8. And then so I alternate the slot with Jonathan. Jonathan is the guy I alternate with, and his show is called... I always forget the name of the show. It's a newer show. It's called Shameless. So the show is called Shameless, and Jonathan B. is the host of that show. He's a very, very cute guy for the girls out there. He's a cutie patootie. He's got, you know, the geek chic glasses, and there you go. Because you can't see us, can you? Nobody can see radio hosts. There you go. So, okay. Now, some more music is what we're going to be doing. So how about we hear something from, oh, I don't know. I can't go a show without listening to Wolf Parade. So Wolf Parade, you just love them. They're amazing. And, this is interesting. As I open my Wolf Parade CD, I find Ben Folds / Nick Hornby. Lovely. Thank you, whoever did that. But that's okay, because I love Wolf Parade so much. I have my own personal collection of Wolf Parade on me at all times. So I go into my bag of tricks and I find two other Wolf Parade CDs. I am dedicated. So let's hear something from not their most recent CD, because it's not in its case. So let's move on and listen to something from their album that was released a couple of years ago. It's called At Mount Zoomer. And this is on Sub Pop Records, as is like all of their stuff. And At Mount Zoomer, let's listen to the song. Oh, I really like the song called Language City. So there we go. And that's, I guess, all I need to tell you. And except for 101.9 FM is the number on the dial that you're listening to. And the station is CITR. There you go. This here is Wolf Parade.
Language City is a bad old place. We all know. Well, eyeballs float in space. We all know. We were tired, but we can't sleep. It's crowded in. Don't sleep. Language City don't mean a thing to me. Program is always on. The audience
Thank you. can't feel it under my skin.
Yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Paranormal Activity from October 22nd to November 4th, and then Jackass 3D from November 6th to November 12th. For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
When you're gonna do some damage, little brother, now that half your life is over, if you're lucky, looking at the trends of men down to your family. Tops once more and the sun dried. Just in case you were not listening, I'm for damage, sweet damage. Oh, damage, sweet damage. Oh, damage.
That there, right there, was the New Pornographers, and we heard the song We End Up Together off their new album, which is Together. This new album has been released on Last Gang Records, and last I heard of Carl Newman is he was living in not Manhattan but in Brooklyn, so I think like Park Slope, Brooklyn, an area of New York City. So former Vancouverite who played in many bands. Well, most notably the, let's see, where is my brain? What I'm trying to say here is Superconductor. Yeah, I was trying to think of Superconductor and Zampano, of course. Now, before the New Pornographers, we heard something from the Calgary band, The Summer Lad. The song was Coma Kids from their new album, Blue Skinned. And there's a few songs we listened to in there. So before that, we heard local Vancouverites White Lung with a song which has no title. It's just song number three off of their new EP, which is called It's the Evil. It is the evil. It sounds kind of evil, too. And then, as well, Diamond Rings. Now, Diamond Rings, a story about this new band and a release, which is called Special Affections, is the guy who's in the D'Urbervilles. He has done sort of a side project slash real project, right? The Diamond Ring, or just Diamond Rings. The name of the song is called On Our Own. And by the way, Diamond Rings is on the cover of Exclaim. Can you imagine? That's pretty cool. So Diamond Rings, there's a feature article across Canada. Look at that, Exclaim magazine. And it's just so interesting because Diamond Rings, he's just kind of like his alter personality from the D'Urbervilles, where he's just super flamboyant. Super flamboyant. So I love them both. I love Diamond Rings and I love the D'Urbervilles, and it is all good. It is 7 minutes to 8. Let me double check on both watches. No, on this watch here, it says 6 minutes to 8. Yes. And that means almost time for me to go. And that means that Val is coming in. And we're talking about Val Cormier with her show Folk Oasis. 8 until 10 is her time slot. And I will be leaving, so I will see you all in 2 weeks. And by the way, I was quickly talking there about White Lung. We heard them play, and they will be playing at the CITR Fun Drive finale. So that's happening 2 weeks from this Thursday. So Thursday, November 25th, come on down to the Biltmore. Looking at the poster, but it's kind of like... it's behind something here, so it's at the Biltmore. I can visualize it. I'm just trying to see the words here. It's at the Biltmore, and what the deal is that there's a bunch of local bands who are playing 90s covers. Yes, so come on down and check out your local bands playing your favorite 90s covers, and White Lung is one of them. So White Lung, we've got Fine Mist, The Safety Show. Who else is on there? Oh yeah, Rick White's Hair. That's fun. And Rick White's Hair is, of course, an Eric Strip cover band. So that should be fun. Okay, so what do we have here to leave you with? What do I have? How about we hear a little bit of, I don't know. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Let's listen to a little, speaking of Rick's White Hair, let's listen to an Eric Strip cover. That's what we'll listen to. This is done by Sloan, and it's on a major label release compilation. That's, yeah, so it's a Geffen Records DGC compilation, and it's called DGC Rarities Volume 1. And like I said, we're going to hear the Sloan version of the Eric Strip cover of Stove / Smother. It's a killer song, and I adore this. So there you go. Speaking of Rick White's Hair. So if you want to hear some Eric Strip covers, come on down in a couple of weeks, November 25th to the Biltmore, where you can, you'll be supporting CITR, and it's their Fun Drive finale show. Okay. This is Anita B saying I will see you in 2 more weeks. And until then, stay cool. It's getting chilly out. It's already the middle of November, basically. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vane. Make sure I've got the right song on. 11, song 11, Kuva.
We